Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig, I came up with 13 teams the Steelers could trade Antonio Brown to. Would you like to hear them?
I'd love to hear them.
Redskins, Eagles, Packers, Lions, Panthers, Niners, Cardinals, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Titans, Raiders, Broncos. That's seven NFC teams and six AFC teams.
And a lot of teams with high draft picks.
They won't do the Patriots. They won't trade them in the division. Washington doesn't have a legit number one wide receiver. They might not have a quarterback with Alex Smith's knee injury. The Eagles don't have any cap space, but they are aggressive with trades. The Packers have Devontae Adams. They're the one in this list that I probably feel the worst about. So I think they're barely here. Lions. Panthers have not had a number one wide receiver since Cam Newton got there. David Tepper, the Steelers' former minority owner, now runs the Panthers, owns the team. So, depending on how he feels about Brown, he knows him better than these other guys. That might make him more willing or less willing to trade for him. Niners have a ton of cap space. George Kittle is interested. Brown is interested. Jerry Rice said today he thinks the Niners should trade for him. Cardinals are probably going to move on from Larry Fitzgerald. Dolphins don't have a coach or a GM yet, but they need weapons. Jets have $100 million in cap space. Robbie Anderson is the number one wide receiver there. Bills don't have anything at wide receiver. The Titans don't have much at wide receiver. The Raiders traded Amari Cooper. The Broncos lost Demaryius Thomas. So the quarterbacks I named there are as follows. In Washington, I guess you say Alex Smith, even though his career is in jeopardy. Philly, Wentz, Foles. Green Bay, Rodgers. Detroit, Stafford. Carolina, Newton. San Francisco, Garoppolo. Arizona, Rosen. Miami, Tannehill. New York, Darnold. Buffalo, Allen. Tennessee, Mariota. Oakland, Carr. Keenum in Denver. Of those guys that I mentioned, only one is absolutely better than Ben, and that's Aaron Rodgers. After that, you could argue for Cam Newton, not Stafford, but that would probably be, and then I guess Foles slash Wentz. So those would be the good quarterback situations. Anything other than that is up in the air. So that's why we don't know with Antonio Brown. I guess this is when we'd find out. He said, hey, he told a former Steeler media liaison, have the Steelers trade me and let's find out how good I am without Ben Roethlisberger. Okay. The Steelers won't send you to play with Tom Brady. You're not going to get Drew Brees. He's got Michael Thomas. I reluctantly put Green Bay on that list, but my guess is that's out of character for them. And they already have Devontae Adams. Philly would have a hard time finding the cap space. I think for Antonio Brown, the best case scenario, just as I talked this out, would be like the Panthers. Where do they pick, Craig?
I have the draft order up here now. Let me scroll down to find them. They have the 16th pick.
I'd do that. And then the Steelers pick right after them, right?
The Steelers have the 20th pick.
Okay, so you'd have 16 and 20? You take 16 and 20, you could move into the top 10.
What do you think the Jets' interest would be? Because they were big Bell people. Everybody associated Bell as potentially going there because of all the money they have. Now hiring an offensive mind.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. If Bell signs there, they trade AB there.
Oh, wow.
And the Steelers get the third pick?
You know, what? The Jets are a team that I think just always craves attention.
Yep.
And if they traded for Brown, they'd have a guy who would steal the spotlight away from Beckham in New York. They'd become, if they had Brown and Bell, they'd become the most interesting team in New York next year.
They're projected to have over $100 million in cap space.
Yep.
They could handle both of them.
Jets, the problem with the Jets is you don't have a pick the Jets can send to the Steelers. Because the Jets won't trade their, they won't trade the number three pick for Brown.
And they don't have a second-round pick.
Exactly, so I don't see that happening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.